For most of you, I'll start paper from Great Excalibur, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea. You only need to pay 20,000 rupees. It is quite affordable, right?
Voice of Indonesia with the news. Subianto received Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta today, Thursday, May 15th, 2025. Albanese's visit marks his first official visit abroad after winning the general election. Albanese's convoy arrived at the Merdeka Palace around 10 a.m. local time. Before reaching the palace gate, the convoy passed by the national monument, accompanied by cavalry. Meanwhile, elementary and middle school students waved Indonesian and Australian flags along the roadside as the convoy entered the palace front yard. Google Cloud has announced an expansion of the computing capacity of its Jakarta Cloud region. This large capacity data center house servers, silicon chips, storage devices, and networking equipment. Google Cloud Indonesia Country Director Fanny Panto said the Jakarta Cloud region supports various essential services, ranging from vaccine research and development at PT Bio Farma, to learning and teaching needs at the Ministry of Education and Culture. The data center also supports digital bank systems, e-commerce, food delivery services, and more. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Good afternoon, VOR listeners, you are back with me, listening to Indonesian songs, beautiful Indonesian songs, and also latest news from Indonesia, not only from Indonesia, and also across of the country. Now, I will be playing you a song called Bumbang Yuriku by Kahitna. If you're familiar with the song, you must be updated on TikTok, what? Or rather that, you must be a millennial. Just kidding. Now you can enjoy the song Bumbang Yuriku or About Me by Kahitna. Enjoy!
villagers who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Phuket Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the center of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Phuket Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Phuket Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Phuket Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Phuket Island, there are no courses besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Phuket Island, you have to cross by boat known as Ro-Ro Ship or Roll-On Roll-Off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupees per car and 6,500 rupees per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Visitor to attract tourists, the Phuket Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, yellow flags, the heading boat races, and many more.
Here is quote of the day. To reach something, one must fly for it. Like picking coconut from a tree, you don't want it to fall. Like a ripe durian, said Muhammad Nasir. An Indonesian scholar, fighter, politician, and religious figure. He was a prime minister in the era of 1950 to 1951, a missionary organization figure and freedom fighter. He is known for his politeness, intelligence, modesty, care, and persistence. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto congratulated Robert Francis Prevost on his election as Pope Leo, the 267th leader of the Catholic Church, and expressed hope for a global peace during his papacy. His best wishes in a post uploaded on his official Instagram handled at President Republic Indonesia, which was cited in Jakarta on Wednesday. Prabowo said that on behalf of the government and the people of Indonesia, I offer my sincere congratulations to His Holiness Pope Leo on his election as the Bishop of Rome and Supreme Pontiff of the Catholic Church. The president emphasized that the Catholic community in Indonesia and worldwide welcomed Prevost's accession to the papacy as a moment of great significance. Yes, of course, we are truly happy to know the news about the new pope, and we are truly happy for our Catholic friends in Indonesia and, of course, around the world who just got their new pope. So wishing you guys, Catholic people, the best hope and also the new pope the best health and success. And we are going to be back with you with more good news from Indonesia and across the world. Now I'll be playing you a filler what is that waterfall? Check it out.
Jokjo Cultural City is an interesting tourism attraction. It has not only a lot of cultural and artistic heritage, but also has many beautiful and natural tourism objects that can spoil visitors' eyes. One of them is a multi-level waterfall called Grojogan Waterfall. Grojogan Waterfall, located in Dukung Bangunrejo, Mandi Koracho Village, Temple District, Samarajansi, Yogyakarta, is also known as Grojogan Waterfall Bangunrejo because it is located in Dukung Bangunrejo. Grojogan Waterfall has an unusual Grojogan or waterfall, such as a six-level terracing and flowed by a series of small waterfalls. The waterfalls from the Krasa River. Grojogan Waterfall has actually been existing since 1975. Initially, this place was built because of the Marapi Project, which built a dam to hold back lava flow when an eruption occurred. In this area, there is actually a Grojogan or a waterfall on the left and right and large old stones. It is not known for sure the age of the stones. That's why it's called Grojogan Waterfall, which means ancient rock waterfall. Grojogan Waterfall is famous for its very beautiful scenery with six levels of towering waterfalls. The best view is seen in the morning when the sun rises, coupled with the cheery birds greeting visitors. The rocks that decorate the river are so exotic, it's ideal to be a stopping place when playing water. This place is appropriate for all ages. Visitors can explore every corner of Grojogan Waterfall and every level, and also sit on a large rock while looking at the beauty of Grojogan. You can also swim here and of course the mistaking surface. There is time to visit Grojogan Waterfall is the rainy season, but you should avoid it when the rainfall is too heavy.
my favorite song from her album, Mantra Mantra, which is her second studio album by Kumba Aji. This album was released on September 14th, 2018. Choose Your Records. It features lead one of the songs that I just played you, Piru Mumiru, but you must be familiar with other songs called Konan Katanya or Topic Salam. And this album is indeed great because it was awarded as one of the best albums at 2019 Anugerah Musik Indonesia. If you want to know what is this album about, this is one of my favorite albums from Indonesian artists. It is an album that explores personal exploration of one about mental health, particularly focusing on experience of handling and overthinking. It also captures heartbreak and letting go. And one of the song of his album, one of the song from this album is called Sulung. It's one of my favorite, personally my most favorite actually. It is about how you have to let go of someone who no longer serves you. And that is a reminder for you guys that, yeah, sometimes you can really love someone, but if they no longer serve you or no longer have a good influence on you, maybe it's time to let go. And one fun fact about this album is actually produced or released when the suicide hotline was unavailable. So Kunto Aji, the artist, was trying to convey a message and help those who are currently struggling with mental health by releasing this album. So indeed, this album has a really deep meaning to it and also a really good intention from the artist. That's why this album is really, really loved by Indonesian people. And hopefully it will be loved by our viewer and listeners. And after this, I'm going to play you a filler called Fahombo Batu. What is Fahombo Batu? Indonesia. When does one really reach maturity? Nias people have a way to find out. There is a Fahombo Batu, the most well-known culture from Nias Island, North Sumatra Province. Fahombo Batu is done by a young man in traditional costume. If a young man decides to do the Fahombo Batu and succeed, he will be seen as a grown-up. This young man must jump over a small stone pyramid. This pile of stone is around 2 meters tall. During the jump, the visitor can only see the action from afar.
Voice of Indonesia.
Mereka berdua bertemu. Alisa. Ula utuwa, aba yang salah padamu. Mengapa wajah luar seribu butuan? Aba yang salah padamu? Seakan dunia hanya kamu, kamu, kamu. Ayo, Nona, aba yang salah padamu? Apa yang akan tenggelam dalam hayal? Nona, aba yang salah padamu? Tak aku tak punya hati, kau masih saja menanti. Na 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 na. Tuan, apa yang salah padamu? Mengapa wajahmu ada seribu? Tuan, apa yang salah padamu? Seakan dunia hanya kamu, 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 kamu. Nona, apa yang salah padamu? Apa yang akan tenggelam dalam hayal? Nona, apa yang salah padamu? Kau tahu ku tak punya hati, kau masih saja menanti.
Maka dibawalah raja serta ulu badannya di hutan. Maka bertemulah ia dengan bunyi-bunyian itu tadi. Oleh raja itu tadi, maka dibawalah orang yang dipisahkan di dalam hutan tadi, dibawa pulang ke rumahnya. Maka diciptakan serang ini yang dinamakannya Alu.
Originally, there was only one pounder with one person. Now there are seven persons with seven pounders, one for each player. So all in all, there are one mother with seven pounders consist of four big ones and three small ones. Our game now has become our inheritance for generations. It's for our ancestor, so it has been passed down, not just one, two, three, or four generations.
According to Hanjika Maini, our game should be preserved, so it will never be lost. According to him, the number of souls in the game was not two, three, or four souls, but 12. Hanjika Maini hopes the government will help in preserving it, so the Alu Umping Padi or Rice Chips pounder game culture will continue to exist.
Content.